going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Sir, he's back. Hey, listen, man, we in here back on another Wednesday. I'm super excited. We got a lot to talk about because this has been a hell of a week and a hell of a past weekend. Oh, my God. But listen, if it is your first time watching, I ask that you hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button for Corny Ninja with a tank top and sunglasses on with some big goofy rail headphones on indoors. I'm going to tell you why you need to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest fitness podcast out. The coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the most haters, the most backlash, the most allegations. We get a little bit of everything in here, but it's because the show is so dope. And listen, man, before we get to these comments and before we get this show started, I got to say something. Black women. I don't know what's going on in the air with the black women. I don't got nothing but love for y'all, but y'all got to chill out. Why is it that every time a black man criticize y'all, y'all giving no diddy allegations?
No diddy, you know?
Why is it that my mama got to be black? My mama fitter than all you big back black women. And my mom is a black woman too. And my mom agrees with this podcast and everything I post. And y'all supporting that statue in Times Square? What the hell is wrong with y'all?
What
the helly? Listen, we got to have higher standards in the community. And stop promoting these weight loss drugs, black women. Y'all know damn well y'all sisters, y'all counterpart, and everybody else are part of the sisterhood. Y'all know y'all be the first ones at brunch?
Nope.
The first ones ordering chicken and waffles?
Nope.
Bottomless mimosas, and y'all getting shots every 15 minutes?
Nope.
Come on, let's be real, y'all. Isn't this all love at the end of the day? But we don't do no sugarcoating here. We don't do that, oh, she's fat, but she's still a queen. We don't do that here.
What?
We holding y'all to a higher standard, whether that's a black woman, black man, white woman, Hispanic man, Hispanic woman, Asian man, Asian woman. It does not matter. Anyway, let's get in these comments before we get this episode started. And if it ain't facts, you could get off the show, too. If that ain't facts, you could get off the show.
Strike three, you're out.
This ain't the show for you. We don't even want you here. And act up, and we're going to start cooking you. It ain't just going to be me cooking you. They're going to cook you in the comments as well. Anyway, Wicked Scorpion, what's going on, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Workout in a mile of walking, yes, sir. One of my coworkers at the fitness center I work out at was reeking of chunk funk. Whew, that's the worst. What does chunk funk smell like? I don't even want to know. Seth Bromo, what's going on, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Machete was good. Stephanie, you call her Stephanie. Got the transformation. What's good, Steph?
Welcome to the show.
If you're accusing Unk of liking plus size women and he likes to dive into those roles, then I don't recommend the podcast. Frost Knight, you know Unk don't do the big joints. We don't do that.
Nope.
We don't do the joint with a back on top of a back.
Your back has a back.
See, Marty Fit, what's up, baby? What up, Mike Hawkins? CC, what up? Shy, what up? No IG Steph got another gym creep at goals, probably. If you hype up fat women on the internet as thick, don't watch the podcast. KG, we don't do that here. You already know that. If you mad because your fupa big bit, don't watch the podcast.
Bitch, that become my fupa big bit.
Soon as you give a black woman constructive criticism, they say you gay, D-little, broke, hate your mother, just low-level insults. And this was what's crazy. I just cooked a girl in the comments before we got on the show. She said, why are you worried about women's bodies? You're probably gay. I said, but if I got on here and was worried about men's bodies, you would still call me gay. What are we doing here, black women? Talk to your sisters. If you be in BBW DMs, don't watch the podcast. Black women and black men think it's cool to be acting like stereotypes, obese, filled with attitude, sassy, loud. The big backs are the last to leave the buffet. Big spot in the building. If you are Cassie's husband or put a ring on a former train conductor, don't watch the podcast. Y'all know I used to live in LA, bro. I ain't even gonna go there, but yeah, buddy. Buddy's taking the L right now. Chunk funk is essentially big people smell. Mike, what?
What?
In the gym, what up, Joe Thomas? Let's get it. If you're a big back wearing dead body hair, tropical fish looking eyelashes, and worship the statue at Times Square, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not, man. So listen, let's get it started. Sign language, shame, insults, guilt need to be right. Absolutely. All right, we got nurses at the doctor's office breathing hard when they pick up the phone. And listen, I told y'all, it's just crazy to me how the medical field, the medical professionals in this country are not held to a certain standards.
Nope.
Or they don't have enough pride to hold themselves to a certain standard when it comes to their fitness and health.
Nope.
It's embarrassing. You on a one-way street down the Diabetes Boulevard, and you helping people improve their lives when your life needs some improvement. You tell me, what kind of sense did that make? Let's check the video out and make sure y'all hit the like button. Then we getting a whole bunch of comments. What up, Marsha? You can be in BW DMs, don't marry them. Whatever, bruh. Get out of here. Big backs or something else. I lost 115 pounds, got tired of being a big back. Shout out to Favor is her name.
Marco.
Y'all funny, man. What up, Jenny? All right, let's get it, man. One second. Where's the nurse? Here we go.
I'm the receptionist at a doctor's office.
Coming in today?
A receptionist at a doctor's office. Who weighs 400 pounds. Make it make sense.
What?
We need to sign a petition for her to lose her job. Let's keep it going.
To answer messages? Yes. Okay.
I commend her for like still being active and working, but imagine you're trying to make an appointment and you call your doctor's office and all you hear on the other line is just like, ma'am, do you need to schedule an appointment first?
Bars. How you answering the phone at a doctor's office?
What?
And your triceps bigger than a bodybuilder?
What?
Triceps bigger than Ronnie Coleman's triceps? What kind of sense does that make? You can't walk up a flight of steps, but you're on the phone possibly setting appointments, giving recommendations, helping people with their issues at home. You probably have people your size having issues at home calling into the office, and you sitting here trying to help them. And you can't help your own big ass self.
Nope.
You need to take your big ass to the gym.
Nope.
You and the person calling.
Nope.
This right here don't make no sense, man. And I'm not in here trying to save the world. I understand, like, this is a billion-dollar business and big back.
Big back activity.
It's a billion-dollar big back business out here.
Big back activity.
But what I'm trying to get people to take care of themselves, because the narrative out here is going to keep you fat as fuck. It's easier to go down Fatland Road, Fatland Boulevard, Fatland Terrace.
Nope.
It's easier to do that than get yourself in shape and turn your life around, right? It's easier to do that then had that mindset change, right? So don't feed into this propaganda. And what's crazy is you go to the video on this junk. We're going to watch it one more time.
Hold on. I'm the receptionist.
You go to the video on this junk. You go in the comments. It's people supporting her. Leave her alone. She still has degrees.
What?
Degrees don't stop diabetes. Degrees don't stop a lot of things. And I'm not here to down anybody who went to school because I have a degree. And I think I'm a pretty intelligent guy. But a degree doesn't cancel out your bad habits. When you go to college, they don't teach you how to get your ass up and go to the gym. They don't teach you how to not stop at the drive-thru every week.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
They don't tell you to not eat the most place at the barbecue cookout pool party.
It's barbecue in there.
They don't tell you that. So, yes, you have a degree. You can retain some information and do well on the test. I'm happy for you because that's a skill set. It's comprehension. It's needed. So if you have the skill of comprehension, why don't you comprehend some nutrition tips? Some fitness tips. And stop eating so many damn steak tips. I'm killing y'all. Let's get in these comments. Hey, he's cooking. He's cooking tonight, and it's only the first video.
Let him cook.
Let that boy cook. Stop hating on the show. Let that boy cook. Her back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
What I said was, wow, my bad. You don't got to apologize for nothing. This is the show to say that. She looked like my grandma's old easy chairs with that big back covered large floral print. And she probably only got three shirts, and that's one of her three shirts.
Nope.
Jesus, let us pray. May my convictions and discipline be as strong as that office chair. Amen. Oh, yeah, I said y'all want a prayer. Let's say a prayer for this big back. Lord, we ask that you help this big back. We ask that you help her take some of the recommendations that she's making on the phone. We ask that you help her find her Planet Fitness membership. Start there, upgrade to Gold's Gym, and then upgrade to Equinox, but it probably won't happen. We just want her to get in the gym, Lord. Let's start small. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. No way that doc is risking his job to smash an obese heifer. That's crazy, bro. If you can't finish a sentence without breathing hard, don't watch the podcast. She probably sound like an obscene phone caller. Overweight healthcare workers are so common. The hypocrisy is definite. I'll keep myself in the gym and keep my mouth shut. Yeah, I remember the video where the nurses, the big back ass nurses,
big back activity,
was talking about how much they spend on DoorDash. Are the people supporting her going to pay for her knee replacement?
Nope.
Fuck no, baby.
The fuck no. She ought to be ashamed of herself. Her triceps bigger than Dennis Rodman legs at Richie. That's don't skip needle day. You're wild, bruh. You're wild. Dennis Rodman. Big mama, your aunt. Every time I deliver to people working in hospitals, they always got to order a bunch of fountain drinks filled with soda with their big asses. Same with the teachers. The proof is always there, y'all. People don't want to admit it. She got degrees in gluttony. She breathing hard on the phone like, do you like scary movies? Sounding ass. Answering messages, long-winded ass. She has a chunk funk degree. She got a Popeye's degree.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye's.
She got a bacon degree.
Bacon has its own oil.
She got an oil degree.
Put it in the oil.
The prayer always takes me out. Healthcare workers, it got to eat. Let's look at this one. It do got to eat for sure.
It got to eat.
Let's look at this one more time.
At a doctor's office.
Coming in today to answer messages?
Yes.
Okay.
I commend her for like still being active and working, but imagine you're trying to make an appointment and you call your doctor's office and all you hear on the other line is just like, crazy. Ma'am, do you need to schedule an appointment
big
first?
As hell. Yeah, that's sure big as hell. Hey, listen, big back medical field, get it together. And if you're in the medical field and you work with big back medical field, get them together. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. Let's keep it going. Where we at, man? Where we at? Oh, dating. Dating is hard for BBWs.
I've
So some BBW. We still in a white community. White community. We not done with y'all yet. Don't think y'all safe.
Nope.
BBWs in the white community are saying that it's hard to date, and they blaming it on COVID.
What?
And they acting like the men are the problem.
What?
Let's check it out. Where we at, man? This is the hold up. My video's a little slow today. Hold on, here we go.
Women, if you're having a hard time dating,
right.
I can tell you as someone with eyes, we're all having a hard time. Even those who meet the beauty standard to a T, it's just hard out here. And it has to do with the...
Did she just say beauty standard?
What?
Did she just say beauty standard?
What?
Since when do back bigger than the picnic table become the beauty standard? Since when do a big face, big double chin,
what,
become the beauty standard? Sorry, y'all.
The times, I'm sure COVID has to do with it.
Hey, I will do anything but take accountability. This shit's crazy. First off,
facts,
you can't
facts.
Beat the beauty standard if you're fat.
Facts.
I'm about to give y'all some hard truths, okay? You can't. You can be pretty. You can be attractive. All that. You cannot meet the... you know, overlying national beauty standard if you are morbidly obese. You
can. Facts.
It has to do with jawline, waistline, all that. Like, truly, like, let's be for real. These are facts that everybody has to deal with. Like, I'm a little too dark-skinned for the massive majority of the nation, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I can't change that. Being fat?
You could change
anything
it.
Anything but eating a caloric deficit. Anything. Get on here talking about the lockdowns, COVID. What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What does that have to do? What are you talking about?
People blaming shit from 5 years ago for dating struggles. That's how you know you big as hell.
Big back activity.
What kind of shit is that?
Yo, and also, once y'all start, don't stop so fast because you're not getting results fast enough. You've been fat for a decade. Give yourself a few years. Marry the fact that it's...
Y'all been fat for a whole decade, and y'all want to give yourself a month to try to get it off. And then try some damn Wegovy shots. Listen, we're not here to debate. You can't have bad habits for decades and think you're going to get rid of it with some damn shots. People have lost their mind. And you see this? She blaming COVID for her dating struggles. These are the people you arguing against and disagreeing with and trying to throw you off your fitness journey.
Going to take you a long time to undo everything that you did to yourself. Damn. And really stop reinforcing this shit in other women. Y'all see Lizzo? She told you that fat was beautiful for years, then lost all that weight. She said, yeah, this ain't working. Yeah. Stop being fat. Thanks.
Hey, shout out to John Cannon for spitting the truth, man. I mean, it's getting so crazy out here, man. You can't make this shit up. You can make a case that if your back get big as hell,
big back activity,
you gain a significant amount of weight, you become obese, right? You on the path for hypertension, you on the path for high blood pressure, diabetes, all that shit. You can make a case that these people are delusional. You can make a case that these bad food decisions they are deciding to make are affecting their brain.
Nope.
Affecting their decision making.
Nope.
Affecting their logic.
Nope.
Affecting their emotions.
Nope.
You can make a case for that. All the science comes true. We see it on social media, man. So listen, big back, stop the excuses and get your big back ass in the gym and let's get in these comments. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Dom DeMarco. Where we at in these comments, man? Breathing heavy, just talking on the phone. I hate to be working alongside her big ass reeking. Facts. Commending someone for working is like commending someone for paying bills on time. She meet the foodie standard. That obese white woman is a super foodie. All the Tuckers I know don't play that fat shit like at all. Shit get crazy. Seen a Cody with our group interrupt his girl and order her a salad. Man, shout out to Tucker, man. Marco. Y'all can say what y'all want about black men when we say we want a fit woman, but I'm here to tell y'all, as somebody who has plenty of white friends, white male friends, hooped with them, went to school with them, They not dating no fat chicks, bro. That shit in the white community, they don't play that shit. The moment a black man say it, we misogynists. Or they calling us gay.
No diddy, you know.
Or pedo. I know. What's the word, Seth? Hey, Seth, you still watching? You told me say what instead of pedo? I said it anyway. That's what they calling us in the black community. And we have proof for that today, too. Lost 50 pounds during COVID. Exactly. They complain about beauty standards, but wear makeup and nails, man. And I'm accusing Steph, KG, and Spider-Man of loving them roles until further notice, until further evidence is present. That ninja always bucking his ass for emphasis like a ninja in blackface, but he's right, though. I got to disagree with that, man. I like John Cannon, man. He makes some good points, man. Eating a calorie deficit, exercise, and get sleep, the weight will fall off. Absolutely. Standard Twinkies advocate. Yeah. Something like that. Typo was crazy. I think I knew what you meant, bro. Yeah. Bucking his eyes like a ninja in blackface movie, but he's right though. Okay, there you go. Yeah, I ain't know what you was trying to say. Civil was a strange crux. I worked out at home. COVID was a strange crux. I worked out at home in between shifts during the lockdown. Never understood stress baking either. Yep. It's gorillas and train conductors getting married. She probably want what she don't qualify for.
Let him cook.
Right, making their life shorter with every cheeseburger. Okay, bars, Lily.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Oh, PD foul. Okay, PD foul. Thank you, y'all. If I slip up again, let me know. Let me know, man. PD foul is a pedo, Joe. Okay, I can't say it no more before they block my stream. I knew what you meant. Wow. White dudes rarely go out of their way to date fat chicks behind closed doors. They might want to hook up with one. I mean, you know, they still men, but yeah, it's facts. Calorie deficit is impossible for people addicted to food. They have no clue what a normal portion is. Dusty black dudes, on the other hand. Man, you know black people?
You know black people.
No. You know black people, man. Hey, listen, real quick, if you need some meal preps and you need a new meal prep home, I just partnered with Nutri-Meal Preps. 50% off on your first order. Hold on real quick. I got to stop the show because I got to share something with y'all. We always talk about eating clean, stop the big backing, stop the calorie stacking, and we need to get on the calorie tracking. So listen, I just became a partner with Nutri-Meal Plans. 50% off your first order, and you can click that link below. But listen here, man. The food is fire. I'm going to share some of the meals with y'all. So here we got the almond-crusted chicken with green beans. It tells you how many calories on there. It has the full macro breakdown, fats, proteins, carbs, all that good stuff. This right here, 480 calories. We got the Atlantic salmon. We got the teriyaki salmon. We got the chicken with the spinach. And we got the filet mignon steak. And listen, man, food is fire, you know. So not only is it making my life easier, but now it's keeping me on point. So listen, if you're looking for a meal prep service, get with me. Let's get back to the show. Shout out to them, man. YouTube so fucked up, we can't even say the actual word that scum going after little kids are. Yep. Seth, appreciate you, bro. Hey, man. Them other meal prep bammers be selling Lunchables. Anyway, man. Hey, listen, we got the white community out the way. And listen, the show does happen to be a lot of women. We're going to get on the men, too, but it happens to be mostly women. We talk about the men just as much if it is your first time watching. But black women, what the hell is going on? What did I just say? The food affects your mental, affects your emotions, it affects your logic. We're not going to show this whole video, I don't think, but let's check it out, man. We got fights at the Golden Corral, and we're just going to talk about nutrition quickly. Here we go. This is crazy, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I told y'all a few weeks ago, we never see this activity at the salad spot. We never see this activity at the smoothie spot.
Nope.
We never see this activity at the acai bowl spot. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
What?
You wonder why you sluggish, why you have no energy, why you mad at the world, why you too lazy to get your big back ass up and go work out.
Big back activity.
You wonder why you coming to the workout with an attitude, mad at the trainer when he asks you to do something a little uncomfortable.
Nope.
You wonder why you always feel like you need some alcohol to make yourself feel better.
What?
Right? You putting bullshit in your body, you going outside and acting crazy. It does not make sense. People got to get their shit together, man. It's you only see this at certain spots in a certain community, but I'm not going to say what community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And then, you know, sorry, ladies. But let's be real. On the internet, we have more than half of black women are obese. And most of these videos at fast food spots are what demographic?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Most of the videos I see fighting at restaurants are women, which happen to be the most obese demographic, which that goes to tell you right there. It's some trash ass fucking habits going on. And yes, women have hormones and all this other shit. The bad food is making that shit worse. So if you have these issues holding you back, ladies, why the fuck are you going to put trash food in your body, which is going to make your emotions even worse? Which is going to make you react in a more negative way? Make it make sense. Bro, this shit crazy. The community is so messed up, man.
You know, black people.
No.
But hey, I'm just a messenger. They gonna give me no Diddy allegations.
No Diddy, you know.
They gonna give me pause allegations.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past pause, man.
But it is what it is, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Let's get in these comments because y'all going crazy.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Where we? Ooh, y'all going crazy in the comments. Hey, Chris, send it to white women in the video, a free sample of Nutrimeals. I need to. Golden Corral sucks. First of all, this is some ratchet shit. Of course, obese black woman, of course. I slapped somebody else's mama over them goddamn rolls. Hey, man. Y'all wonder why Shannon Sharp moved the way he do.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Strike three, you're out.
Brother, you got to go with that one. You gonna get me canceled up in here. Black woman mad as hell. See, they just want a white woman. They just want a white woman. Two sumo wrestlers. I'm playing Don't Cook Me over food. My goodness, fighting over the last fried chicken leg.
You go fry some chicken. You
Wicked Scorpion. It's not just YouTube. It's social media in general. Lost my Facebook account over some BS. That's crazy, bro. Coach Pope Fitness with a battle at the buffet. Weave grabbing fight. A weave grabbing contest. I've been tempered. Oh, yeah. We got to keep it moving in the comments. I love y'all, but we got to keep moving. That's why there's only one Golden Corral in NYC, and it's in the Bronx for those last piece of shrimp. Someone told him it's barbecue in there. Facts.
It's barbecue in there.
I think it's more about location. You put any store on Benin Road with somebody getting belt the ass after they left the drive-thru. Them cooking arms going to work over their food. You know the sound for that.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who going to have big mama arms early.
I'm from NYC. The hood have nothing but fried chicken, fast food, liquor stores, and bodegas. I'm literally the only one in shape at the dealership I work at. No lie. Hey, Jennifer, where you from again? I forgot where Jennifer from. Ain't you from a city with a whole bunch of big backs too?
Big back activity.
Golden Corral men for seniors who mad at the old country buffet. Men don't fight in restaurants because we know where it can go. Women fights are largely of no consequence, so they just rumble for fun. Remember ninjas fighting over those Popeye's chicken sandwiches. And ninjas died over them. I couldn't imagine eating soul food all the time. Facts. That fight is the only exercise they got in years. The Golden Corral went to an Aura, Illinois. Wasn't nothing like that, thankfully, but the food still sucks. Wisconsin. Yeah, there's some big backs in Wisconsin, too. Anyway, hey, I'm killing y'all today. Let's keep it going, man. We got big girls ain't the problem. That's what they saying. Big girls ain't the problem. And you know what race this is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
So this girl says big man ain't the problem. I mean, big girls ain't the problem. Men just can't pick them up. Men need to get in the gym more.
Nope.
Let's see this one, because this one is absolutely insane. This one might get a reaction on Instagram. Type in the comments if you want a reaction on Instagram and TikTok. Let's check it out.
Big girls ain't the problem. These men out here making videos of them picking up couches to demonstrate how they can lift one of us are. The week just started. Don't piss me off. What big girl you think you lifting? I'm not impressed. Boy, you over there ear humping cotton stuffed couch cushions. What the hell? What the hell? Get your ass.
She better chill out.
She's back in the gym. It's not.
Now she want to eat some fruit and shit. That you could tell from the top, from that top part of her body, she big as hell. Now she want to eat some fruit.
Even what it should have gave. As a matter of fact, I'm going to meet you there. See if you can bust out 8 reps of me. Now we talking. A motherfucking couch.
You want. And then this is my thing. Ladies, because y'all want men to respect y'all. Men are misogynists and don't respect y'all. Why is it that every time y'all accept, you know, men liking big girls or men talking about big girls, it's only about sex? She's only talking about sex in this video.
You want to make me a believer? Go manhandle that Maytag refrigerator in your mama's kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Show me you can move that big motherfucker. Since you like playing with appliances, let me see you move that back brace free. Y'all niggas not fucking with me.
Stop embarrassing yourselves. Trump is in office. We already under enough stress as it is. Now,
hold up. What did Trump have to do with you being big as hell?
Look at my African-American over here.
Oh, I love when y'all do this. What Trump got to do with you eating fried chicken for years? Now you're trying to eat some fruit in this video.
Look at my African-American over here.
How is Trump relevant to this video?
Look at my African-American over here.
If you want to criticize Trump for politics, I'm cool with that. But Trump don't have nothing to do with your big ass back.
Look at my African-American over here.
Take all of these goofy ass videos down before I get mad.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
So, let me get this straight. We're going to have real talk here. If it's your first time watching, hit the like button. If you're a returner, hit the like button. Playback gang, hit the like button. We do all this shit about the diets don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
We do all this shit about racism and white people are the reason why black women are fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
But you getting in here, encouraging more women to stay big so men can, quote unquote, lift y'all up. And all y'all talking about is sex. That's what we talking about here. But when BBWs are just complaining that the dating pool is fucked up. And all y'all do is just throw y'all fat coochie around.
Big back activity.
And parade it online and wonder why y'all be having no serious shit, why nobody take y'all serious. And why the only reason why black men,
I'm not gonna say what race, what people,
the black men, the only reason they say they want big women is for something to grab and something to hold on to when they talking about sex as well. Y'all don't even have respect for y'all big back selves. So not only do you treat your body like you don't respect yourself, you online throwing your coochie out, showing even further that you don't give a fuck about yourself. I'm just here to tell the truth. You trying to throw out BBW buns and and fat coochie out. It's getting crazy out here, man. Y'all get y'all ass in the gym. Bet your mindset will change. I'm cooking.
Let him cook.
Let's get in these comments, man. Because this is crazy, bro. This is insane. see who the statue represent.
Let him cook.
Samira's sister. Samira still has me blocked. Samira, unblock me. Who is that possessed water buffalo? Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
I hate to see her going into battle at the Golden Corral of Prophets.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She look like Sukiyana dressed like Storm for Halloween. Yeah, just a ratchet mess, man. Girl need to get her ass up in the gym. She's so ratchet. You the size of a whole sectional sofa. Looking like Ursula. Fake hair lying down and knowing this is the only way she eat fruit aside from the fruit snacks.
Let him cook.
I don't think they don't realize it's not about lifting you. Men of any substance are attracted to who appears to be healthy. They don't want a diabetic wife with big back health issues.
Big back activity.
In the words of The Rock.
Shut up, bitch.
She smell what The Rock is cooking?
Shut up, bitch.
She ate too much?
Shut up, bitch.
I ain't called it a B word. It's just a soundboard. She ain't get no Planet Fitness membership?
Shut up, bitch.
She curses too much and it's too ghetto for me. That's all you, Chris. Yeah, all right. You know she go to Wendy's.
Wendy's.
She all out of breath. Ain't nobody trying to pick up this big back, great value Jade Cargill. That's crazy. She looked like the Rock Muppet lady with the long eyelashes from the Muppet Show. Uncle T causing them to stress eat.
Look at my African American over here.
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
Can't deadlift her? Hell no. Stop embarrassing yourself. Sexy, bad built ass. Talking about appliances and furniture. That peroxide and fake additives on her face affected her hormones. Yeah, it's studies that say some of these products the women using are affecting their brains. And I don't doubt it one bit, because ladies, y'all be tripping. She thought she ate, but she does a lot of eating.
It gotta eat.
Not fat coochie. Yeah, she online parading fat coochie.
It gotta eat.
I bet she under 5'4 out here looking like a big toe cosplay and Storm's reject cousin. We got to look after ourselves. We can't wait for the government to save us. Even if she was fit, I'm not putting up with loud mouth. She be rapping like shit about a whole bunch of nothing. Yeah, she talk way too much. I'm not scared of Rip Shack. I mean, Big Back, who I can get away from walking backwards. Hey, yo. Females like that, sex is the only exercise they recognize, but they still big as hell. Never heard of Samira before. Look her up. She ain't burning no calories, but she burning dudes that be in her DMs.
Let him cook.
Ghetto Ursula. Big back Bombisha and big back Bonquisha. She smell what The Rock is cooking. And that and ain't that shit too. Exactly, man. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all today. Let's keep it going. Very quickly, we're going to go over this quickly. We got the black woman responding to the statue. If you don't know what the statue is, just quickly Google statue of a black woman in Times Square, NYC. All right, we got black women reacting to it. We have black women proud that they have a statue representing a fat, black, angry woman.
Nope.
And saying that represents most of American black women.
Nope.
The bar is in hell. The standard is low, black ladies. Understand that the narratives out here is trying to keep you out of shape and keep that back big.
Big back activity.
Let's check it out. Fat girls be the most hypersexual. Why do you think that is? I was just talking to one of my clients about this shit today. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show.
Big back activity.
HVAC man, what up? Fat coochie look different too. If they told women to make their shit sag and looser, they would lose weight for sure. Yeah, brother. I don't know what's going on with you, bro. That's crazy. She is the stone that the builder refused. Shut up, bro. I get that joke. All right. Let's check out this woman talking about the statue. She's so proud of it. Black woman, we got to do better.
Your mother, your aunties,
That statue don't look like my mother, but it do look like a couple of my aunties.
Cousins, your nieces, any black woman in your family, she look like me. I am very happy that she's there. She's 12 feet tall. She's very intimidating. When you walk by her...
Nobody is intimidated by that statue. They laughing at the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
You just got to respect her. You don't laugh at her. And the only person that should really be mad is a black woman. And we're not mad.
Oh, no. Black women mad. You know it's bad when it's black women going against some black women representation. You know, all black women only ask for representation. We need black women represented here. We need a black woman this, a black woman that. And they get some representation and black women is mad.
Nope.
You know it's bad out here.
Nope.
You know they've been lying to y'all.
Nope.
You know they've been using propaganda for y'all.
Nope.
You know they've been looking at y'all as consumers and telling y'all what y'all want to hear, even if it makes y'all look crazy. People catching on to it.
They see us every single day when they go to work. They see us. She's us.
She's not all of y'all.
And she's black. And she's tired.
Tired from what? Ain't tired from no exercise. She ain't tired from cooking no meal preps.
We are tired. You didn't think we was tired? That's art.
That's not art.
If you cannot understand how artistic and creative that statue is.
How is that creative?
Kick rocks.
Hold on. How is that creative? There's nothing creative about something that represents a sedentary lifestyle, no discipline, no consistency, uninformed, no education, no effort. What are we talking about here? Y'all got to raise y'all standards, ladies.
That's art. Black women are art. Whether she had an afro puff or a dress on with a push-up bra.
I'm sorry I keep pausing it. I know y'all want to watch it, but listen. Okay. I'm perfectly fine with you being a black man, black woman, white, whatever. I don't care what you are. You should definitely take pride in what you are. She said black woman is art. Okay, that's fine. But if you're going to say black woman is art, it can't represent any of them things I just mentioned earlier. You can't give me a lazy woman who's not working on herself, who's not involved in self-improvement in all aspects, and then call that art. I'm not a fan of that. Real talk. Real shit. Imagine if a fat white woman got up here.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
You gotta reverse the situation sometimes. Imagine if a fat white woman got up here and said, "White women are art." Fat white women are art. It'd be a civil war in our country.
She's still gonna be there. They chose us before they put a 12-foot man. That's good.
Okay. We're not, I can go crazy with this one. We're just going to keep it surface level here. Okay. Ladies, I need y'all to understand they didn't choose a woman because black women are just so much more elevated over black men. That's not why they chose y'all. They chose y'all because they know you're going to eat it up.
Nope.
They know you're going to see this as representation. And they know that you're not going to ask for real change or something that's really going to help the black community, because y'all going to be satisfied with this. Am I cooking or not? And we're going to keep it there because this is a fitness channel, but maybe in the future we'll unpack that some more.
They would have never did that. New York is really lit. I love my city. We used to have colonizers and slave owners as statues on 14th Street, Union Square, and 42nd Street. They had George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
All right. Sorry, y'all. Listen, racism exists. I understand what happens to the slaves was tragic, of course. Like, that's not even a debate. We got to stop using that in 2025. You are not a slave. And more than likely, you probably rarely experience racism. Like, I'm talking real live racism. And you're talking to somebody that's experienced it before. So we gotta chill with this shit, bro. We gotta chill with this shit for accepting big back activity.
Big back activity.
And big backness.
We yanked them bitches down. Not as George Floyd and that black lady. Love it.
And I'm not gonna go there on. No, should I go there on George Floyd? Because I'm not trying to diss the man. Rest in peace, of course. But I'm not going to go there today.
Anytime somebody fix their teeth to say something disrespectful about a black woman, is your statue there? I don't see a statue that look like you there.
There's a George Floyd statue. I mean, if we're using the same logic, there's a George Floyd statue. So let's keep it fitness.
I'm cool with that statue. That's power.
Oh, yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, we're cooked, man. Black women. It's unfortunate. And this is all love. I want the best for y'all. I want y'all to be the best versions of yourselves. But it's really unfortunate because you have a lot of counterparts who have this mindset. And realistically, it's probably the majority. If you live in a black neighborhood, if you're a black woman living in a white neighborhood, these are going to be majority of the mindsets of your counterparts. I'm sorry. It's the truth. So it's important that you know, you going out of your way to take care of yourself. You indulge in content like this. It's a must. You have to. And that's why we do this podcast. And that's why I'm cooking today. Oh, y'all going ham in the comments. I don't know if I could get all these comments, man. Sheesh. the statue looking like, didn't I tell your ass to take the chicken out the freezer? Head ass. Statue's an insult. What's up, Quincy? Statistically, it does. More than 50% are big. Yep. Excuse me. It's crazy whenever I see a dusty, obese black mother and her dusty black daughter out in public, and I always expect an attitude problem and loud. 9 times out of 10, I'm right. Damn shame. And listen, this isn't a place to bash black women. Don't come in here with that shit. We have an honest talk right now, and I do the same shit with the men. It's over 1,000 videos on the page. Take a look for y'all coming here with that bullshit, because I will cook you if you come in here with that bullshit. The statue is like, who you think you talking to? Yep. She looked like her EBT card got declined or baby dad is late to pick her up. Y'all wild. What up, Jenny? She isn't me. She ain't you. Too bad her self-awareness is a massive, like her hair. What up, SAG? Check out Kobe's for a playback as well. The statue looked like she's saying, fuck you mean, Tori. Tori never fired that gun. That's crazy, bro. Facts.
Boy, ain't no way.
Oh, wrong button. I got you.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She's not me. No boo boo. You tired? No other nationality would put up with that.
Dom DeMarco.
It ain't art. It's Aretha. Thank God, as a man, I can pick and choose women who are nothing like this ignorant lady. Hey, that was a super ignorant video, man. Black women, it's okay to have natural hair. Y'all crazy. What's up, Andy and Dolly? This fucking babble, diabetes, bad attitude ain't empowering a bit. Men want to run from y'all. They could have made a statue of Simone Biles.
Let him cook.
I'm just saying. Definitely could have. She's pretty accomplished. That's someone black women can look up to. But hey, what do I know? Maybe if Simone Biles wasn't married and was a baby mother, they would have made a statue of her. Oops, my bad. Did I say that? That shit was not creative. Dude has done series of art of this art installments, just scoping or copying a figure in front of you. Yep. They even use a fit black woman. They had to use an overweight black woman with an RBF and angry body language. Yeah, man. Hey, we got a lot of comments in here. I'm trying to get through as many as possible. What's up, Lizzie? Her wig similar to Shorty in Congress, who be popping off. You talking about Jasmine Crockett? why you had this idiot on the screen? Well, it's a trending topic, man. We got to talk about it, bro. This ain't art, clogged arteries. We don't claim her in New York. Facts. This woman rambling way too much. If your man hating big backs who is loud and likes the bitter baby mama statue in Times Square, don't watch the podcast. Please don't. Her voice deep. Online dudes love to use racial slurs all the time. I experienced direct racism maybe 5 times. Never made me get fat or stop working out. That's all I'm saying.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
You realize every black representation is always about struggle. I hate that shit, bro. She don't represent New Yorkers. Disrespectful. She sound like she tell ninjas, dead ass hit that shit harder. That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. Get them anyway, Chris. Celebrating the statues like celebrating Zeus, baddies, incarceration, your city murderate, everything that got black people looking stupid in the world. If that boy ain't cooking, I don't know what cooking is. She look like a buffet boxer. She look like she get kicked out of buffets for eating all the food. They was hating on Simone Biles. Yep, yep. You spitting facts about Simone Biles. They want to respect the ratchet bullshit. We cool out of love, not hatred. Tough love is needed in the black community. Funny thing is, his wife is small. Who you talking about? I'm a black guy. I'm not struggling blaming white people at all. Exactly. Hey, let's keep it going, man. We got more stuff to look at. Dom DeMarco. All right, let's check it out, man. We got Twitter. We're going to take a trip to Twitter, and we're going to look at this support of black men encouraging black women to stay big.
Nope.
And we're going to keep it real, man. We're going to keep it real. Let's check it out. All right, we here. Is this the right one? Yep. This girl says, y'all going to be mad if I say black men support female obesity. Uh-oh. Dom DeMarco. Why is that going to make people mad?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Here go black man. And I love big women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Look, hey, black men, y'all encourage this obesity with our women. This is crazy. Black men complain about black women being so obese. And then you got ninjas like this. Black women is cooked for y'all. Somebody said probably. Okay. A little bit, but I understand your position. Okay. So a little bit as in he's going to be mad. He's probably going to be mad. You see the gif right here. Let's see what else we got. Well, if we call y'all big ass walrus backs, then we're anti-black and we hate our moms, apparently. So do we support it, or does the community just force complicity? That's crazy. Here go black women complaining. But the T is, it's fine on everybody but black women. Basically saying, we complain about black women not being, we complain about black women being fat, but we don't complain about Becky and Carlita being fat, which is cap.
Stop the cap.
Cut it out, because fat women get more praise. I've seen more fat women from 2020 to 2025. I've seen more fat women get praise than Teyana Taylor, Simone Biles. I would say Sha'Carri Richardson, but she don't get support for her look. She get support for her demeanor and her attitude and her confidence. That's completely different. But I see big women get praise in the black community way more than fit women with super bomb bodies. Dom DeMarco. Yes, they do. Black men are the only group of men that wife up fat bees. Hey, yo. All right. And now these comments are taking a turn for the worse. But you see, it was ninjas in the comments mad, and that was the point of it. So we don't just say stuff on the show. We're going to show y'all receipts, too. We're going to show y'all the real. Let's keep it going, man. We got another one. Y'all going to love this one. Y'all going to love this one. Let me check these comments real quick first before we get to the next one. Where we at? The guy who made the statue wife is small. Yeah, that's crazy. Trey, Amory is a weirdo and a freak. Trey said, and? Oh, y'all know that? Y'all know who Trey is? Oh, I don't know who that dude is. I ain't even peep. Ninja immediately confirms her point. Can't make this issue. That's another thing. When we prove points like this, we ain't got to scroll too far. It's going to be there in the top 2-3 comments. Point proved. I promise y'all, anything I say or anything we say on here, bro, we going to pull up the receipts. I got plenty of receipts. I've been doing this for a couple of years. We got a couple of years of receipts. Anyway, we, y'all support it, encourage it, shame people who aren't. That's the craziest part. Make it make sense. Fat black women get more love than muscular women. Serena and Sierra used to get called men. Dom DeMarco. The community's so fucked up that we call women who are actually in shape, who have feminine bodies, men, but women who are the same weight as NFL linebackers or possibly way more don't get called men. We're cooked. We're cooked. The black community no longer exists. It's every man for himself. I mean, every man for himself and every woman for herself. And if you happen to be black, you just happen to be black.
I'm not going to say race, what people.
This is not a community. This is not a community. We don't support each other and we don't support improvement. Now, what would have happened if that statue was a fat black man? How would black women respond? I'll sit here and wait and imagine if black men was defending it. Y'all would be cooking us. Dusty black dudes will fuck anything and everything. Now, buddy was right. When Kevin Samuels said we want fit, feminine, and friendly, women had a problem with it. We can call Coi Leray a twig all day, call Lizzo a big bag, and here comes to cavalry. Listen, bruh. That ain't the truth, man. Then if you like Coi Leray, they calling you pedophile. They calling you pedophile if you like Coi Leray. Surviving is good enough for black people to celebrate. Black women don't support other black women but want us to support them. When we do, we're simping and thirsty. But if we don't, we're sassy and zesty.
No diddy, you know?
Serena's literally thick because she has mostly muscle and little fat. Yep. You get called a real man if you're a stepfather and forgive her for the for trains in the past. A real man don't care. Those obese black women will want that statue to be of Michael B. Jordan without his shirt on. No diddy. It's facts.
No diddy, you know?
All right, let's pull up this other slide from Twitter again. I love Twitter. Twitter, if you're looking for answers and receipts, go to Twitter. X, whatever it's called now. Yeah, X. I sound old as shit. Whatever it's called now, head ass.
Nope.
Anyway. Someone said, what is this build called? All right, you see her hair, slim petite. She's showing her body off. She look good. She bomb as hell. You know, I know that's not every man's cup of tea, clearly, which is what we talking about, but it is what it is. You see me in the comments. I said, they'll shame you for liking a woman like this. You see 442 likes. Then we get an anonymous page, ass ninja. Don't have no profile picture. Don't have no name up here for real.
Nope.
I mean, if you like women built like that, if you like women that built like they are still in middle school, then that's on you. Just don't be surprised if you end up on a list somewhere.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Okay. So a fit woman who's at a normal, healthy body weight, who probably goes out of her way to stay at that body weight, to maintain that body weight, now you're saying, I'm a pedophile. What is wrong with y'all, bruh? And no, actually, you're a pedophile for even thinking about that. Who thinks about that stuff? What kind of weirdo comes up with that type of logic? I said, not being 250 plus as a black woman equals built like a middle schooler. Got it. And this is why women have the highest obesity rates. He says, and it was definitely more responsive than this. I think the dude deleted a lot of them because the guy was arguing in here with people. I think a lot of it got deleted because it got crazy. But he said, oh, no, it's in here. He said, not having no ass, no titties, no curves, no meat on you equals built like a middle schooler. But again, if that's your type, bro, go for it. Okay, well, have fun. Wake it up. They love the same skinny black woman. I noticed this. Too many black men be giving these women passes and calling straight up overweight and obese women thick. It doesn't count if her stomach sticks out just as much as her ass does, bro. Ninjas be down bad.
Let him cook.
And let's see if it's any more, if I can find any more here. All right, that's enough of that. Anyway, yeah, these idiots on the internet, please don't listen to them. And I told a woman, one of my clients today, bro, she was telling me somebody in her family always has big women. Like, he even had big women, you know, from the time he was in high school, for real. And I told her, and she was like, he just like big women. And I said, does he like big women? Or, and this is just straight up facts. This is just from coming from a man. If you think differently, you feel welcome to disagree, but disagree respectfully. You know, I told her, I said, any guy who says he prefers big women, he can't really say that because it's not like he's turning down 10 fit baddies for the big woman. He's not turning down 10 joints that be in the gym, meal prepping, getting their body right. You know, they doing their cardio, they doing their yoga, they doing their Pilates, they do whatever it is they do. He's not turning 10 of those down for the big joint. He's simply getting what he could get. He's simply getting what he could get. And somebody mentioned it in the comments earlier. I don't know who, but they said big girls tend to be a little easier to get and a little more promiscuous. Fellas, am I lying? I didn't say it. I'm repeating. So, I mean, because the girl actually said that. And she said it has a lot to do with insecurity issues and their body. Ladies, if I'm lying, y'all let me know. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hey. we just tell the truth and you know we got to go. That's it. That is it. Oh, man, y'all in the comments going crazy. where we at? Those obese black women, we read that. Nikki Harris, what's going on? Black people don't realize the connection between the fat black women stereotype to the mammy character and blackface. It's an insult. It's literally an insult. There's plenty, you know, intelligent black women I seen upset, and a lot of fit black women I seen upset. That build is called GAT. Yeah, that's the right context, Mike. Yeah, that's the right way to use it. Because last time you used it wrong. Twitter/X also become a soft porno site advertising for OnlyFans too. Yeah, that's true. Nobody wants to have the conversation that a lot of white chicks these young ninjas get with tend to be thin. The dusty ninjas that like big black women will go get a big white woman. Seth said it, not me, but that's facts. Wait, what?
What?
Look, boys and girls. That's slim thick. Not, I got you, bro.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Not that I'm complaining, but Twitter didn't sue to promote any nudity before. Yeah. Spider Mode 202, you get called zesty if you accept a woman, if you don't accept a woman with kids. Talking about if he can't accept your kids, he's not the man for you. Neither was the ninja that got them pregnant, too.
Let him cook.
Some black men categorize fat women as adults and skinny women as children. It's a fact. That's why they go straight to the PDF. That's crazy, bro. That's just zero logic. Story of my life. Even at my big age of 47, I do hear those comments about my body because I'm petite. I've heard it my entire life. Ignorant. Black community is cooked.
I'm not going to say what race.
This is not a community. This is not a community. We do not support improvement. It's projection. Watch that dude get caught by one of the predator poachers at one point, man. Yeah, definitely. It's projection. Facts. Every time I open Twitter, all I see is BBL cheese getting. All right, bro. PDFs are clearly projecting. Women, all races do that when men say they want an in-shape woman. Call men PDFs, women a monolith. Yep. Y'all crazy. You ever seen a female softball or volleyball player? They're not obese at all, but apparently they're built like middle schoolers. They don't care for nice fit bodies, man. Somebody needs to say if you want a big joint, you must want a woman built like your mama. Does that mean you have an Oedipus complex? Fuck out of here. That's a bar. I'm gonna use that. Keep doing you haters gonna hate. I prefer women built like a tall volleyball or softball player anyway. Get some of PD file. Our community praise is big bag women, yet call women who are in shape masculine. Our community will praise dad bods, but will call men who take care of themselves zesty.
No diddy, you know?
Yeah, volleyball girls definitely thick. Fat girls can think of that dude that thinks they're easy as lame or not attractive, so they're not always easy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm. You can read in between the lines. Some dudes don't qualify for the big butt baddie, so they got to settle for the big butt BBW. He ain't lying. How can I be a child at 47? Because I'm in shape makes no sense, right? I'm built like a boy or girl, PDF vibes. Exactly, man. Crazy. Hey, man, another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode, man. Appreciate y'all watching, dog. And you know what it is, man. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page, man. Share it with a friend. And listen, we're going to keep this thing going, man. We're going to continue to tell the truth. Appreciate y'all joining. Hit the damn like button. Something is wrong with a lot of black people nowadays. Exactly. Hey, man. You know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We're going to be live again Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. And guess what? Guess what? We might be back in the studio on Friday. We might be back in the studio on Friday. Sucking at games. You're late, brother. Black people always late.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We might be back in the studio on Friday. Hopefully we are. If not, I'm going to be right here doing my thing. But yeah, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Friday. And you know what it is, man. If if you like the Times Square statue, don't watch the podcast. If you're having a bad day, Cassie husband got to go home to train to a train conductor and miss the podcast. Yeah, man. Yeah, I got to start talking about some other topics, man. But anyway, bro. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Shout out to the playback gang. I'll keep the show going. Unless your name is Cassie, don't put it in the oil. Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Put it in the oil!
Hennessy Henry in the DM or the Big Bash in the videos. Hey, man, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Shout out to the playback gang. Catch y'all Friday. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Down the Monkle.